Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend.
Around here, we hustle for a living. Around here, we grind for a living. Around here, we hustle for a living. Around here, we grind for a living.
And now, this is your legendary moment.
For everybody that talks about B-Wags, you got to talk about this man that's coming on right now, my man KJ Wright. You have four interesting faces behind over your shoulder. The king, you got the president, you got the ex, and you got Mandela. Is that just a placeholder in your house, along with what I'm assuming is a game worn helmet and obviously a trophy of what you got going on with your jersey?
Kobe Bryant, the Mamba mentality.
All right, so you got Mamba mentality up there. So tell me, how does that apply to KJ? KJ's face is right next to the king's face right now. So you got the king, you got the president, you got the ex, and you got Mandela, who, you know, we all know about apartheid and everything. That if you don't know about Nelson Mandela, look him up. How does KJ Wright fit into that? Because I see your face right next to theirs. How does he fit?
One thing that all these dudes have in common is that they paved the way. They put other people before they put themselves. Right? And they made a sacrifice for you, for myself. And these dudes are legends. These dudes are legends. And so for me, what I guess I can correlate myself to them is that I played this game and I gave my brain, my knowledge, my effort to pave the way for my teammates, to help my teammates become better, to help the young rookies to be better. Right? You saw when some guys come in, they don't share what they know with the young bucks. They keep it all to themselves. Now I'm about to get mine. These dudes right here cared about the future and what was to come. And so, and talk about Kobe Bryant. I can talk about Kobe all day.
You know, tell us.
Every all-time favorite player. But what I loved about him was same thing with his mentality. You've seen this dude play through injuries. You see this dude when it's clutch time, he's not afraid of the moment. He was everything to me growing up. And I watched him. I saw his practice habits. And I was like, how can I model him? What can I do to have the Mamba mentality? So he was everything when it came to my career.
This is TJ Hushmanzada, played for the Cincinnati Bengals, pro bowler. What's up, bro?
For me, zero awareness. And that was, that's probably one thing. I wouldn't say I regret it. I just wish I had done it a little different. Mm-hmm. I was late to social media. I'm talking very, very late.
Yeah, I know.
The branding part of it, I didn't care about any of that. All I cared about was football. That's all I cared about. The branding part of it, I tell them, is the way sports are today. Your body is your business. Conduct yourself the right way at all times so that people want to work with you, the person, not just you, the player, mm-hmm. because the person is going to outlast the player. And so we go over that because I didn't do that. I didn't have anybody telling me this. And I'll be honest, I didn't give a damn about Brandon until you started talking to me about Brandon. About no damn Brandon, I'm who I am. But the more you talk about the guys you work with in the branding, it is important because football ends for all of us. And you, the person, can continue in life in the business world because you develop stuff when you were the player. I've seen people, I mean, Chad is a perfect example of branding himself, but I don't think he really
even understood it.
Wow. He was just doing it to have fun.
Wow.
And voila, he was branding himself, but he didn't know he was doing that. That wasn't purposely. It was just to have fun.
Right.
And he might be, of the last 30, 40 years outside of prime, the most popular player in league history, really. Yeah. Everybody knows who he is in every walk of life that doesn't even care about sports because he branded himself the right way.
Yeah.
And it was, I believe, by accident.
Mm. If you knew what you know now and you're right there with him, would you have done anything differently?
LeVar, and this is the God honest truth. I've always been an outgoing person. I've always been outspoken. And so me and Chad went to college together, and people will tell you, I was a talker. Not Chad. I was the talker. But I felt like Chad experienced success in the league before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Had I come out and done those things, they would have said, I'm trying to mimic him.
Some people call him TKO. Some people call him Iukit. Some people call him Ryu. Some people say Street Fighter 2. But, you know, to the regular human being out there, we call him Mr. Takeo Spikes. There have been so many dudes that have come from small schools, small towns, had a difficult time getting recruited, you know, but ended up making it one way or another. You had a different path. Like, you was always known as a baller.
Yeah, man.
How was that for you?
It was coming from a small town. You know what it was? It was the cats who really came before me. And so I think about Robert Edwards. We mm-hmm. both came out. He was 2 years older than me, but he went to UGA, went there as a corner, left as a running back, got drafted in mm-hmm. the first round in 98 to the Patriots. Same mm-hmm. draft I was in. So he went, I think he went 18 and I went 13. And so, mm-hmm. and then I think about another guy, Demetro Stevens, played linebacker at Florida State. So mm-hmm. He made a free agent tryout with the Jets. So for me, those just the 2 years before I got to that point, they really put Sandersville on the map, Waco, what mm-hmm. we call it, Washington County. And okay. when people came in, their palate was already craving for another baller. And so it just, I fit that mold. And when I came out, it was more so, you know, I remember one recruiter asking me, it was head coach of the Houston Texans, Lovie Smith. I remember he was coaching at Tennessee and he was like, well, Takeo, what makes you so good? I remember pausing and looking at him and saying, I'm the king of the runners and hitters in high school. And then he was like, well, I think that's it. That's enough. We're going to go ahead and offer this young man right here. But, you know, it was the stage was set. And for me, I felt like nobody really knew just because I was from a small town. But the truth be told, a lot of people knew. And for me to have that confidence to come out and tell Lovey that, it solidified it. And everybody was like, you know what? He is that.
Yes, he is the legendary Simeon Rice.
Like, I grew up around Vice Lords and Mickey Cobras. So when you go into these, when I went to Montcalm High School, Donovan McNabb, he was our quarterback, young quarterback. He was our quarterback, but he was a second string quarterback and he was a young kid. Antoine Walker went to my high school as well. Him and Donovan, same high school, basketball, all of that. So with me coming out early, you know, and I was a bit older. I was like two, three years older than them, actually. And me going to Mount Carmel, I think that's where it's the first start because I went
legendary
there.
Legendary school.
I was recruiting. Yeah. We went state all 4 years. It was really good. I went there with the presence of mind of playing running back. I wanted to be just like Peyton. Peyton was my guy. You know, everything Peyton did, I did, you know, the workouts, you know, and you know, we had MJ in the city as well, but I wasn't really turned on by basketball, but that was kind of where I was kind of like having a lot of success. But I love football. I mean, I loved it. And I thought I was going to be scoring touchdowns, you know. When they moved me to defense, it broke my heart. I almost quit. But it was just one of those things. And then when I started playing football, I think a lot of the things that the ride on the football field was not getting pumped. It was the South Side Chicago. Was the mentality I brought on the football field with. Like, you're not going to punk me. You know, the size doesn't matter. I'm taking on comers because when I first came out, I was the undersized, you know, as they say, the undersized rushbacker and what position I was going to play and things like that. So when I came in with a sense of urgency. So I had a legendary coach, Frank Lenny, and I learned everything from play football with your head and your heart, hit to the whistle. Football is, it was became life. It was more reflexive of your family, the name on your back, the community you're from. And I was ingratiated with that early so much in life that it indoctrinated my thinking with it. So it was more than just playing football. It was always about sending a message, you know, and it was all about representing your family and yourself and God and everything else.
I got one amazing dude, a calf wrestling, tie him up, get him right, fella coming on this time around. My man, Jared Allen. You ended up, I mean, what, you were like 60 sacks away, I want to say 60 plus, like 63, 64 sacks away from getting to 200?
Yeah, I ended up with 136, and that's you know, it was a great number. My goal, so I was, when I got into the league, Gunther Cunningham, God rest his soul, he basically told me that the only way you're worth your salt is if you can match up to Derek Thomas, right? Because he loved Derek Thomas, which is a tough thing to do, especially in Kansas City. So that's where I set my sights and my goal. I tried to do anything DT did, just bigger, better, and faster. And, you know, DT was averaging close to 12 sacks a year for his career. And so that's kind of what I measured my mark at. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, my goal was to retire, you know, with at least a 12 sack. Yeah, I think I'm at 11.8 a year average or something like that. But that was always our goal, right, is just chasing those guys. So, yeah, I ended up with – I wanted 150. I thought 150 was a good –
All right.
I blew my L5 out my last 2 years. I blew my L5 out in Chicago, blew it out again in Carolina. So I settled for 136. What can you do? But yeah, it was I got to pass DT though. So that was kind of one of those deals when I got to do that and, you know, shed a little tear. That dude was amazing.
Make sure you go subscribe, check out the podcast. If you missed anything, check out Priors. We keep the amazing guests coming on and coming through. Is up on Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's a wrap, y'all. Till next time, we'll holler at you, man.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.